I like Exeter because, and I admire what they've done because they have got, haven't got multi internationals in there. They haven't got on paper the class of, say, a Bath when they arrived, you know, with the Lewis Moodies and Simon Taylors and Francois Lowe's and Stephen Donalds. You know, you can't reel off the Exeter team sheet and see seasoned internationals in their team, but they play exceptionally well together. And I like the fact that they're very well drilled, they have a very clear game plan, and they execute it very well, and they all play for each other. And it's a great spirit they got down there. The crowd is good at the at Exeter ground, and they've got a really good setup, I think, for the future. But they do it, they've done it on hard work, working for each other, and very well organised, and they're difficult to beat.
Is that what you want your team to be, I suppose?
Yeah, we would like to. We want to fill it with class as well, and be a real threat in attack. You know, we look at the Exeter last five games, and Exeter haven't moved one single ball wide from a scrum, for example. They might do it on the weekend, but they haven't done it for the last five games. So, you know, you look at threats like Bath and other teams, and you've got to be very careful of the wide threats. And, you know, the threats are very direct. They come at you. And now we'd like to think that at Worcester we are developing a game where we've got a back three to get in the game. We're very dangerous and get the ball to the wingers and the fullbacks and have a go. So we play a different game plan to Exeter, there's no doubt about that. And our defence has been geared very interestingly this week, a completely different defensive session this week to the last couple of weeks we've played teams like the Wasps and Bath, you know, and Gloucester, who play with a lot of width and really move you about. There'll be no subtlety from Exeter. They'll come straight at you with a pack, they'll drive, they'll pick and go, big runners around the corner, and it's about meeting them up front and them up physically. And if you don't, you lose. If you can try and match them physically, then you've got a chance.
Look at the league table. I don't think it's ever been closer, has it? Newcastle are getting a little bit left behind, but everybody else, there's a whole bunch. I think if you'd have won at Newcastle and won one of those at home, you'd have been fifth or sixth.
Yeah, and won another one, be third. Yeah. It was just true. We were close to winning against Harlequins and Wasps here, and close to winning against Newcastle. I think we would have been third probably then. So we're one win away from Exeter now, and there isn't a lot to choose between the teams. And we've shown in recent form, Stade Francais, Newcastle away, now Bath at home. You know, the last couple of league games, we picked up 6 points. So things are starting to build for us nicely, and we're getting that intensity and that consistency. So, a win for us at the weekend would suddenly put us right back in that sort of middle bracket. But it's a tough place to go to, isn't it? You know, we've only picked up 2 points on the road, and that is Newcastle against bottom of the table Newcastle. So to go down there and think we can automatically go down and win or have a chance of winning is not totally realistic. But having said that, our progress has been good recently. And 4 or 5 weeks ago, going to Exeter, we would have probably had no chance of winning. Now, 4 or 5 weeks down the line, where we've improved, then things are a little bit different, and I'd like to think that we've got a chance to give Exeter a real run for their money.